The Bucks quickly moved on from their trade with Miami to add a pair of players in the first round of the NBA draft last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. I'm John Horst, using the 10th overall pick on Arizona guard Brayden Burries. Miami then used the 13th pick on Tennessee forward Nate Ament. He'll be sent to the Bucks as part of the Giannis deal. Horst was asked about the pressure on these two young players as lottery picks.
I think these guys embrace a challenge. They have a quiet confidence and a belief in themselves. NBA is hard, so they've made big jumps before. This will be the biggest jump, and we're here to support them and help them grow and build and kind of give them the resources to do that. But it's on them. It's on them, the work they're going to put in, their belief in themselves, you know, how many times they're going to get back up when they need to. But obviously, we believe in them. We made big investments in these guys, and we're excited about it.
Bucks currently have no selections in round two of the draft, which is tonight. Brandon Sproul tossing six innings of one-hit shutout ball to lead the Brewers to a 2-0 win over the Cincinnati Reds last night. Jake Bowers and Andrew Vaughn each drove in a run in the win.
My favorite thing throughout the whole tonight is no walks. That's my main takeaway from tonight. You know, super pleased with that. But yeah, I mean, all around, really, you know, another good game.
That's Brandon Sproul, who struck out 10 batters with no free passes. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Cubs beat the Mets 9-6, Diamondbacks 4, Cardinals 3, Seattle over Pittsburgh 3-2. WIAA's Board of Control passing a pair of measures yesterday that begin to move Wisconsin in line with over 30 other states around the country to use a shot clock in high school. First approved measure allows for programs to use a 35-second shot clock in boys' varsity and girls' varsity basketball non-conference games this coming season. The second measure would put to a vote to the WIAA membership for statewide implementation of a shot clock to start with the 2028-29 season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.